Hello.
Hello, my name is Reginald, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes.
This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is she.
May I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to file an unemployment claim.
I can assist you in that. Can you please provide me your social security number?
422-985976.
And can you verify your name for me, ma'am?
Nicole Fluker.
And your date of birth?
22-76.
And your license number?
7404077.
And can you verify your mother's maiden name for me?
Fluker.
Thank you. And you're wanting to open an unemployment claim?
Yes. Excuse me.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Just a fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your
yes.
ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay, I see you have some pre-saved answers, Ms. Fluker. Would you like to proceed with those?
Yes. That's where I had the problem at with my I couldn't find my job. On my job, I am a production worker, but I didn't see it on the choices that they had, so I didn't really understand the choices that they had.
And is that address 4849 Riser Mill Road?
Yes.
In Alpen, Alabama?
Yes.
Thank you. And you are an industrial productions manager?
No, I just worked there. I'm not a manager. I just worked there. I didn't understand all the choices. I went through them and couldn't see my occupation on there.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And that date of work is scheduled for July 8th, 2024?
Yes.
And you are on a temporary layoff due to company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
If I don't, would I have to file at the end of the year on my taxes?
I'm actually not sure on that question, ma'am. If you'll give me just a moment, I can ask for clarity for you.
Well, no, I'm not gonna do it.
You're gonna say no to that answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. That'd be to a checking or savings account.
Okay.
Okay. We accept traditional banks. Can you please provide me your routing number?
I don't have it. Okay. Yes, I got it. Sorry. Hello. Hello?
I'm still here, Miss.
Okay.
Fluker.
I was trying to pull it up on my phone because I didn't know I had the hat, but I got it right here.
No rush.
Okay, right number. All right, it is router and balance. Account router number view. That's my account number, my router number. Okay, it is 06200080.
And can you repeat that for me just to verify that I have it correct?
06200080.
Thank you. And can you please provide me that bank account number?
1588-409-4230.
And can you repeat that for me to verify that I have it correct?
It's 1588-409-4230.
Thank you. And can you please tell me the name of your last employer?
Talladega Healthcare.
That was Talladega Healthcare?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please provide me their phone number?
256-362-4197.
And your employment start date was May 28th, 2019 till
yes.
May 12th, 2021?
Yes.
Thank you. And you are no longer working due to quit due to new job?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Okay, and have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and just a quick disclaimer, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of identity verification questions.
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1996 Chevrolet Monte Carlo, 2000 Ford Excursion, 2002 Saturn L, 2003 Suzuki Aero, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
The Monte Carlo is the Monte Carlo, okay. The Monte Carlo.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Phoenix City, Tuscaloosa, Gadsden, Childersburg, or none of the above?
Childersburg.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Dyson, M&S Pipe Supply, Tyson, Vermis Custom, or none of the above?
Tyson.
Okay, Ms. Fluker, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Oh, no.
That's what we're doing here. Ms. Fluker, do you agree?
I'm sorry. Can you ask that question again?
Okay. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I don't understand the question.
That's what we're doing here. Ms. Fluker, do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Fluker, I'm going to begin reading you the Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claims Application Closing Statements.
Okay.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Would you like me to repeat that website for you?
No.
Okay. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
This is very important information. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at the toll-free number. Would you like to write this number down?
Yes.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready. You're ready?
Get this number for me, Jay. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, that number is 1-800-752-7389. Okay.
I got it, thank you.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I will provide that at the end of our call. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to make a work search, but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Okay. With the returning back to work on today, so I still have to call every Sunday in order to receive the pay when I was off.
Yes, ma'am. You still have to file your weekly certifications.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You got any other questions for me?
Oh no, sir.
All right, I'm going to provide you your confirmation number.
Okay.
Okay, that number is 489.
Okay. Uh-huh.
679-305.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm also going to provide you your PIN code, which is 5976.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any further assistance needed?
No, sir.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, Ms. Fluker.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.